When you send away them widows and them orphans, you're in trouble. That is why you cannot see in the darkness, and waves of water cover you. God is so great, He's higher than the heavens. He's higher than the farthest stars. Who made the farthest star? God did. He made all that. Verse 13 and 14. But you reply, that's why God can't see what I am doing. How can He judge through the thick darkness? Now, wait a minute. Job didn't know God real well, did he? See, that's when I was over there in Egypt, when I was building those buildings in Egypt in 1977. One day, it was the Friday, it was a fast day. Of course, they always bow down, the Muslims always bow down three times a day, morning, noon, and evening. Well, now it's seven. Okay, seven. Oh, it always been seven? Well, the ones that worked for me only did it three times that I knew of. Okay, because three times, morning, noon, and afternoon with me, when I was running a crew of Muslims over there, they had to stop and pray. One day, it was on Friday, it was their day of fasting and praying, and this guy, he's just eating everything he wanted to do, wasn't praying or nothing. I said, hey, yesterday I saw you kneeling down out here praying and fasting. I said, why are you not doing it today? Oh, he said, it's cloudy today. I said, what's that got to do? He said, well, it's cloudy, God can't see me. See, does that sound just like Job?
Yeah, exactly.
See, find no difference. You read this all your life, and then one day you see this, but you reply, that's why God can't see me, what I'm doing. How can He judge through the thick darkness of the clouds? See, Job didn't know God near as well as we thought he did, do we? See, I mean, there's a whole bunch of us just like this now. We can't talk about Him because some of us think we know God, and if you don't know the Word, you don't know Him either. You know, I don't know Him near as well as I'd like to, but how do I learn more about Him? Read this book. Study this book. For a thick cloud swirl about Him, and He cannot see us. He is way up there walking on the vault of heaven. Oh, man. I mean, whoa, that's His interpretation. Okay, verse 15 and 16. Will you continue on the old path where evil people have walked? They were snatched away in the prime of life. In other words, they got killed. And the foundations of their lives were washed away forever. Just think of the young men, wicked, you know, that have run in to be a part of a drug group. And here's some young man, some young woman. You hear that, oh, you thought this was a lovely couple. And all of a sudden you hear that they were 19 and 25. And last night both of them got blown away in an apartment. You say, what? And then you find out they were involved in drug dealing. Wicked stuff. Does the Scripture say what's going to happen to them? Life snatched away just like that. Don't even start to live. But they were snatched away in the prime of life. Wow. And the foundations of their lives were washed away forever. Verse 17 and 18. For they said to God, leave us alone, God. What can the Almighty do for us? Well, if you don't obey Him, He's going to do something you ain't going to like. He can put hurt on you, can't He? He sure can. But they forgot that He had filled their homes with good things. What can you do for us, God? I don't have to say, what can you do for us, God? I can look at this place and see what God has done for us. He has provided this building for us, this piece of land for us. He provided those cars, those trucks. He's provided our health. He's provided money to sustain us, to buy groceries. Everything, God has provided everything you see here. You're the same way. Whatever you have, you wouldn't have nothing if He didn't give it to you. I mean, you can't even take the next breath if God don't give it to you. So what should we be doing every day? Praising Him. That's right. Praising the King. But they have forgotten that He filled their home with good things. So I will have nothing to do with that kind of thinking. Verse 19 and 20. Now the righteous will be happy to see the wicked destroyed. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Whenever the wicked are gone, we'll be happy to see them gone. You know, I wish there wasn't a wicked person on this earth right now. I wish everybody was in the millennium and we're serving Jesus. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have to lock your house no more. We could leave the key in your car. You wouldn't even need a key, just a button to push to start it. You know, be amazing. It says, now the righteous will be happy to see the wicked destroyed, and the innocent will laugh them to scorn. So they will say, surely our enemies have been destroyed. the last of them have been consumed in the fire. Okay, let's go to verse 21. Stop quarreling with God. If you agree with Him, you will have peace at last, and things will go well for you. How are you going to possibly agree with God? Read His Word, and then if He said it, agree with Him. If He says, I'm going to bless your socks off if you obey me, hey, Lord, I'm in agreement with you. You're going to bless my socks off. I'm going to have all the groceries I need to eat every day. And Lord, I'm going to thank you for every one of them in advance. And when I sit down to eat them, I'm going to praise you for them again. Lord, thank you that I have a job. You know, I need to work somewhere. I have my own company or my own business or whatever I have. Lord, I'm not the one that built this. You did this. Don't ever take the credit for it, or He can take it right out from under you. I mean, if you give Him the credit, there's no limitations. He said, stop quarreling. If you agree with Him, you will have peace at last, and things will go well for you. Listen to His instructions and store them in your heart. Now, how are you going to possibly do that? If you're not ever in the Word, you will never be able to listen to God and store His words, His rules in your heart. You have to get in His Word and talk it and speak it and everything every day. You know, a lot of times when I'm out working, I don't have time to sit down with a Word in front of me, but I'm talking it, quoting it to God all day long. I'm speaking things. I'm saying things. Now, sure, I love to sit down every day with the Word, but I try to never go more than a few minutes without saying, Lord, I thank you. I love you. Praise the Lord. I mean, worship Him. Praise Him. I mean, you can be out working. You can be putting in fence posts, you know, in the heat of the day and praise God. You know, that's just like Dave said, he got a brand new revelation. And when we was in Hobbs the other day, when we talked about 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in all things give thanks. Lord, we thank you. It's 104 degrees out here today and we're pouring concrete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we're able to be out there, right? Hey, hey. Right. Thank you that we ain't in a hospital with a stroke. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, man, I can't give thanks for things like that. Man, I can. I give thanks for everything. Then verse 23 and 24. Let's see what happens here. If, oh, there's that big word again. Woo, boy, he puts that in there so many places. If you return to the Almighty and clean up your life, you will be restored. Do you like that? If, in other words, if you ain't dead yet, there's still a hope and a chance, right? In other words, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you're dead. If you're sitting here in this church today and you're still alive and you're breathing, you ain't blasphemed the Holy Spirit. You are still alive, and if you turn, I don't care how wicked you've been, the King says, if you return to the Almighty and clean up your life, you will be restored. You know what it means to clean up your life? Walk in obedience to the Word. Now, you can't go in and be out dirty like you ought to have seen me the other day after pouring all them sacks of concrete with these guys. When I washed and everything, but when I got home, I had white stuff. That concrete was embedded in me. I had to take a long shower with soap 2 or 3 times. One soaping wouldn't get it. All that stuff was in there. I had to clean up, and it wasn't easy. Now, that's what God's trying to tell us about our life. You need to clean up your life like I had to clean up. I mean, I took the soap and scrubbed 2 or 3 times to get it clean. But when I got it to where it looked like it used to, I said, hey, that's clean now. I like that. So that's what God's saying for us to do. Clean up our life, and if you will, you will be restored. He will forgive you. Give up your lust for money. Get rid of that stuff. Oh, I want to be a millionaire time I'm 35. No, that's lust. Forget it. You know, I mean, you never know what God will do if you'll do it His way. And throw your precious gold into the river. Ouch. Ooh, that's tough, isn't it, eh?
I'd rather give it to the Lord.
Throw your precious gold into the river. And now let's see what he says in verse 25 and 26. Then the Almighty Himself will be your treasure. Ooh. If you do what He says, then the Almighty Himself will be your treasure. He will be your precious silver. Now, if He's your gold and silver, when you need something, what belongs to Him? Everything. Everything. So He can make anything happen. Then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and you'll look up to God. Lord, I need a new jet airplane. He said, no problem. I'll give it to you. If I really needed one, he would give that thing to me. But if I just want one, then I ain't going to get it. But if I needed that thing for the ministry, I am completely convinced that if I need whatever I needed, it would show up. I mean, after God brought me that 421 and paid for it, I thought, hey, paid cash for that thing. I thought, I ain't never had a job in my life that I could pay cash for a 421 cabin class pressurized twin engine airplane. But God gave me that thing free and debt free, paid for it. I mean, just gave it to me in one night, just like that. Bam. Now, what can he do? If you trust him with everything, and boy, I'll tell you, I'll have to say, the last time we went down, all of us went, when Dave's wife even went to Brenham, when we left there coming home that night, David prayed for a beautiful flight. On the way down there, it was cloudy. We landed in the rain and everything else. But on the way back, Dave prayed. Actually, then he prayed, said, Lord, this afternoon or tonight we start home, I want a beautiful, clear night. You said I could, if the word remains in me, and it does, and if I remain in you, and I have, then you said I can ask for anything. So I want a beautiful, clear night tonight. So we take off down there at Brenham, and it was clear, spotless. I mean, we got up to 6,000 feet, and you could already see Waco and, you know, it's just everywhere. In a few minutes, you could see Dallas from Brenham. That's just the side of Houston. You know, we're flying along there, and, of course, everybody goes to sleep. Cheryl goes to sleep. The kids all go to sleep. Dave's sitting on my right side. He's a co-pilot. I'm flying, and Yesha's sitting right behind me, and she's got a headset on. We get about two-thirds of the way home. She says, Pastor, a girl could get spoiled to travel like this. I said, yes, ma'am, isn't this beautiful? She said, not a bump, and you can see everything for 100 miles in there. She said, this is so beautiful. She said, a girl could really get spoiled to this kind of travel. I mean, it's amazing, you know, that when you get, just like the other day when we all went to Hobbs, hour and 45 minutes to Hobbs, hour and 47 minutes back. You know, flying way up there above the clouds, beautiful. I mean, a guy can get spoiled to that kind of travel, you know it? It's about an 8 to 10 hour drive from here to Hobbs. And we've done it in an hour and 45 minutes.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Lord is About to Strike with a Heavy Blow, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.